Exclusive, Rand Paul, extraordinary moment when Senate passed resolution invoking war powers to stop illegal Yemen war. By Matthew Boyle on December 13, 2018. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, told Breitbart News it was an extraordinary moment when the U.S. Senate on Thursday passed a resolution to invoke the War Powers Act expressing congressional disapproval of U.S. backing of Saudi Arabia's war in Yemen. The resolution passed 56-41 on final passage, over the objections of many establishment Republicans, but with strong support from conservatives like Paul and Senator Mike Lee, RUT, as well as from grassroots leftists like Senator Bernie Sanders, a Vermont independent who caucuses with Democrats. "I think it is an extraordinary moment because for decades, maybe for 50 or 60 years, Congress has been relinquishing and abdicating their power to indicate whether the country is at war," Paul told Breitbart News. "So this is a big step, and it is a big majority voting to say, you know what? Declaration of war comes from Congress and we don't approve of the war in Yemen now. So that is a big step, and it really came across the aisle, both sides coming together. It's a pretty big deal. The historic nature of this being the first time since Vietnam is huge." What Paul means is that the U.S. Congress passed into law the War Powers Act in 1973, overriding a presidential veto from Richard Nixon in the wake of the highly unpopular Vietnam War. The law has never been invoked by either chamber since the House and Senate overrode Nixon's veto. But now on Thursday, for the first time ever, the U.S. Senate has by a majority invoked the War Powers Act. "From here forward," Paul said, "that while House GOP leadership has used rules potentially unlawfully to block consideration of a House resolution, the new incoming Democrat leadership on the House side may be friendlier to this cause in January." Paul believes pulling out of Saudi Arabia's war in Yemen U.S. involvement started during Barack Obama's administration, without approval from Congress, fits with President Donald Trump's America First foreign policy vision, even though the president was against this particular resolution. "Still, when I talk to the president, I hear him saying he doesn't want to spend good money after bad in the Middle East, in Afghanistan, but I think it's a conflicting policy in the sense that some of the people who surround him encourage him by saying, oh, we have to stay or Iran takes over the Middle East," Paul said. "I think that's a far-fetched argument. I think that Iran is largely checkmated by Israel and Saudi Arabia. So I think most of them can defend themselves and don't require that we be involved in every battle in the Middle East. And, so I do think that it is America first. We have a $1 trillion deficit this year. And there are still things at home that President Trump has talked about. Infrastructure and other things that we just don't have the money for, but we would if we weren't spending $50 billion a year in Afghanistan."